Watson, Butch Stearns, and Sean McAdam. Merry Christmas and good morning, Ben.
Morning, Ben.
Merry Christmas. Good morning, too.
So how do you feel that Tom and Giselle named their baby after you?
I'm flattered. I'm flattered. No. I told Tom it's a good name, and I know he was considering a few names, and I just threw my two cents in that Benjamin is a great name, son of the right hand, and they picked it. So
Did you follow it up with Tom Benjamin's a great name, but now throw me the ball more?
No, I didn't.
Well, you should have.
Ben, how I mean, that's been a source of discussion for Patriots fans for much of this year. Has it been frustrating for you to not be more involved in the offense this season?
Well, again, you know, like I've said before, you know, as an offensive player, you want to be involved in the offense. You know, you want to be involved, you know, touching the ball. You know, there's a lot as a tight end that we can do, you know, as far as blocking and being involved in the running game and even in the pass protection game. But you always want to be involved, you know, touching the ball. I mean, that's why you know, play the game, because you like to get the ball. But with the same token, you realize that it's definitely not all about you. It's about the team winning. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to win football games. So that means, that's, you know, as a tight end catching the ball, if it means blocking, you know, we're here to do what's asked of us in this offense.
Well, in this offense, you know, nothing's clinched for you guys. You're 9-5. You know that all too well. You're in the driver's seat in the division, yet Jacksonville at 7-7 comes in here, and they're fighting. This is a playoff game for them, as it is for you guys. But they've given up 24 passing touchdowns this year, their defense. I'm sure that's something that's not gone unnoticed by yourself and the other receivers, is it?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, we come in, we break down the tape. The coaches give us a scouting report. There's always things that stand out to you, and as you envision the game plan and how it's going to work out, you envision kind of how it works with each team. But each game is different, and it seems that a lot of teams play us differently than they play a lot of other teams, so we've got to be prepared for everything. But like you said, this is a playoff game. It has a lot of playoff implications for both teams. So, you know, there's definitely a sense of urgency on both sides of the ball.
Ben, how different a preparation week is this for you guys with Christmas coming Friday, Christmas Eve, tonight? How much does that impact how you get ready and maybe the distraction level?
Well, surprisingly, the distraction level isn't all too high for myself. You know, I've got a 10-month-old. Some of these guys have kids, you know, that are a little bit older. And, you know, so Christmas morning is going to be a much bigger deal for them. But as far as, you know, today and yesterday, it's kind of a normal day. As far as coming into work, you know, 7:30 in the morning, leaving late. And then tomorrow we're going to kind of have an abbreviated day just so that, you know, we can spend some time with our families on Christmas and, you know, open presents with the kids and just have a little bit of family time for a few hours.
Ben, I've asked you this before. We've been on a handful of times about your future. And, you know, you've been in the league. This is your sixth year now. It's the end of your contract. And I just wonder from this perspective, what's important to you and your wife eventually? I mean, do you think you're one of those athletes that will end up living away from home? Will you end up going back to Georgia? What's important for you guys as a family as you get older?
Yeah, that's definitely a good question. I think, you know, I really think, you know, looking back on it, coming up here this far away from family was, you know, ended up being a good thing. You know, when you first get married, you know, it's good to get away, to be somewhere where you're not really accessible to everybody in your family. It's time where you can get close, where you can grow the family and, you know, make yourself a tight-knit unit, which I believe we are right now. So, you know, being this far away, you know, for the early part of our marriage is good. You know, now that we have a daughter, it's been great. You know, but going forward, I think, you know, we don't know. It's really exciting for us just knowing that, not knowing next year where we could be, you know, a new place here, maybe here, or maybe a new place. So we're really excited about the future. And we just know that, you know, wherever we end up, you know, that's what God wants us to be at that point in time. So we're excited about the future.
Ben, Sunday's game with Jacksonville, a team that still has an outside shot at the playoffs. They need a lot of things to happen. You guys are somewhat in control of your own destiny with a couple more wins. But what do you see on film about the Jaguars, and what do you anticipate for Sunday's game?
Well, you know, on defense, they're really big up front. They've got Henderson. You know, everybody knows about him, but they got some good linebackers in Darryl Smith, and the front seven makes plays for them, and they definitely try to get to the pass and try to stop the run with those big guys they've got up front. They're 7-7, but it's really not indicative of how good they are and how much respect we have for them. So, going forward as an offense on Sunday, it's going to be really important for us to, maintain drives, get the ball in the end zone when we get in the red zone.
Ben, you've been on a team here that's won a championship. Give us something that I imagine you guys believe with two regular season games to go that your best football is yet to be played this year. But give us something to hang our hat on. Why might that be true? Why might, starting Sunday and going forward, you guys catch lightning in a bottle here and be the team that, can win three games if that's what it takes in the playoffs and get to Miami?
Because you never know. You never know with football. Football is all about, especially playoff football, and, football late in the year in December, it's all about who's playing well at that time. Nothing else matters as far as the first few months of the season. We see teams all the time that kind of catch fire, like you said, and just start playing very well late in the year, going into the playoffs, and they just pick up steam. And, that's what we hope. That's what every team hopes for, is that at the right time they make the right plays, the ball bounces the right way for them, and they just make plays. So, the simple answer to that is just that you never know. The games have to be played, and at this point going forward, everybody has a chance. So,
Ben Watson here on Sports Radio 850 on a Patriots Friday here on Thursday, the day before Christmas. Ben, happy holidays. Good luck on Sunday, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right, Merry Christmas, guys. Enjoy it.
All right.
Thanks. Ben. Merry Christmas. Watson.